Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric independent medical examination. I'm going to start off with support claim services under that 3 Huntington Quadrangle Suite 401 capital N under that Melville, comma, New York 11747. Skip a couple lines and claimant colon Patrick Joseph Mooney, last name M-O-O-N-E-Y. Under that, date of birth, colon, 4/7/1971. Under that, claim number, colon, G2336736. Under that, date of injury, colon, 6/25/2019. Under that, date of exam, colon, 5/16/2023. Skip a couple lines under that. To whom it may concern, colon. Again, skip a couple lines under that. Psychiatric examination of Mr. Patrick Mooney was performed at this examining physician's office, North Shore Psychiatric Consultants, 222 Middle Country Road, comma, Suite 210, comma, Smithtown, New York, on 5/16/2023 from 5:30 p.m. to 6:45 p.m., period. A thorough evaluation in the form of his New York State driver's license was reviewed, period. It was explained to the examinee that this appointment was for the purpose of evaluation only and therefore no doctor-patient relationship would be established, period. Under that, skip a couple lines, review in boldface, review of medical records. First bullet point, employee claim form, C3-signed on 9/17/2020. Under that bullet point, first report of injury, comma, report type, in parentheses, capital M, capital T, T, capital C, and the parentheses, then 00-original-WCB, receive date 10/27/2020. Under that bullet point, social worker letter signed by Francis, first name is Francis, middle initial T, then Soto, S-O-T-O, dash Valentino, V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-O, capital L, capital C, capital S, capital W, L-C-S-W, comma, capital C, capital A, capital S, capital A, capital C, KSAC, then master, signed on 12/12/2022. Then after that, skip a couple lines. New paragraph, Mr. Patrick Mooney is a 52-year-old single male residing alone, self-described, quote, iron worker, end of quote, with a listed job description as being a welder slash fabricator, comma, having last worked on 4/2022 at Island International Exterior Fabricators, where he had been employed for over 12 years, period. New paragraph. On June 25th, 2019, Mr. Mooney described having injured his back, carrying stainless steel handrails weighing 400 to 500 pounds from the truck into a utility elevator, period. He stated his injury occurred in Manhattan, comma, so he had driven back to Long Island, having filled out forms, and then went to an urgent care center, period. He was informed he had a strained muscle in his lower lumbar region and was given an injection, period. After the accident, he reports having taken 3 to 4 days off from work After having received an injection in his spine, he later returned to work, period. He stated he had to, quote, follow a process to get an MRI, end of quote, which included epidural shots and physical therapy, period. The MRI reportedly revealed, quote, bulging deteriorating discs, end of quote, in his lower back, period, After the MRI, Mr. Mooney reported having received additional physical therapy and continuation in pain management, where it was allegedly recommended that he undergo radiofrequency ablation of the nerves in his lower back, period. However, he stated this procedure was denied by workers' compensation, and instead he was ultimately approved for back surgery, period. Mr. Mooney reported having become increasingly frustrated due to the fact that he would be responsible for 20% of the cost of the surgery, period. As a result from the injury, he described that he would drag his leg, period. Mr. Mooney stated he had to suffer for 2 years with his injury before it was determined that he was able to stop working in April 2022, period. New paragraph. Mr. Mooney stated he underwent spinal fusion and laminectomy on 11/16/2022 at St. Catherine of Siena Medical Center, hospitalized for 5 days before being discharged home, period. He then went to physical therapy for 18 sessions, in parentheses, 3 times a week for 6 weeks, and the parentheses, period. He stated that his doctors had recommended that he continue in physical therapy for 12 weeks, but reportedly workers' compensation denied any further treatments, period. Mr. Mooney stated that 1 to 2 months after his surgery, the pain started to resolve, and he was taken off pain meds except for Tramadol, which he continues to take, period. He described his girlfriend at the time initially helped him get through the process leading up to his surgery, period. However, just a couple of weeks ago, she left him, stating, quote, she could no longer put up with it anymore, end of quote, period. He added that they had previously planned on going on a cruise together, but due to his condition, the trip was canceled, period. New paragraph. Mr. Mooney stated that he first started therapy with a social worker, Frances, capital F, then R-A-N-C-E-S, in September 2019, period. He described at the time he felt, quote, down, end of quote, period. He reported that he was prescribed on pain meds so that he could go to work, which reportedly affected his relationship regarding his sex life with his girlfriend, period. He stated he went to therapy once a week, addressing feelings of hopelessness if being unable to return to work, period. Mr. Mooney states he continues to attend individual therapy, however, due to cost issues, now attends once every other week, last having gone a week ago, period. In therapy, he describes working on, quote, developing solutions to, in the brackets, his and the brackets problems, end of quote, period. He states he has to pray and adjust to his current situation, period. In therapy, he reports learning and utilizing meditation and, quote, spiritual breathing, end of quote, to minimize his anxiety and fear over financial stressors, period. He was unable to recall being made aware of his therapist suggesting any psychotropic medication to address his anxiety and dysphoric tendencies, period. Even if the recommendation would have been made, he stated he would be reluctant to take any due to additional cost issues, period. New paragraph, Mr. Mooney describes periods of increased sensitivity and vulnerability, adding that infrequently he becomes tearful at times. Tearful, T-E-A-R-F-U-L. He stated in the past he would go to the gym to work out or play golf to feel better, but physically is unable to do so now, period. He reports being concerned over not being in a significant relationship in the future due to having, quote, nothing to offer, end of quote, period. New paragraph. Mr. Mooney describes his sleep as being, quote, awful, end of quote, period. He states pain issues often causes him to wake up, so over the past couple years, he has been unable to fully sleep throughout the night, period. He describes going to bed between 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. and waking up around 6 a.m., period. He stated that he has tried melatonin and other over-the-counter sleep aids, but found them to be of limited or no benefit, period. As a result, he sometimes takes a 30 to 40 minute, quote, cat nap, end of quote, period. He takes a 30 to 40 minute, quote, cat nap, end of quote, during the day, period. He denies any nightmares or recurrent dreams, period. Mr. Mooney reports currently taking Tramadol 50 milligrams a day and Valium 5 milligrams HS to control his back spasms, period. He stated he had previously been prescribed on Valium 10 milligrams HS, which had been more conducive in enabling him a better night's sleep, period. Mr. Mooney describes his appetite as being stable, though, quote, not the best, end of quote, eating on average 2 times a day, period. He stated he initially lost his appetite due to the narcotics he had been prescribed on, period. New paragraph, Mr. Mooney describes his activities during a typical day consisting of walking up to a mile a day, comma, doing yoga or stretches at the gym on average 3 times a week to minimize his previous physical therapy routine, period. He states he lives in a small apartment and has some friends who come over to help him out with the basic household chores, period. He goes to a local bodega to get a few groceries, comma, not being able to carry anything heavy, period. He describes preferring to keep active and sometimes gets together with friends for, quote, a bite, end of quote, period. In paragraph, Mr. Mooney describes having pain upon standing with his most comfortable position being seated in cushioned chairs, in parentheses, which he did in my office, parentheses. New paragraph, he stated his number one concern is of not being able to work, period. He states he has a commercial driver's license, but worries he wouldn't be able to pass the test, period. He states he is unable to do heavy lifting and no longer able to work with steel products, period. Mr. Mooney states he has an appointment with his surgeon on 5/23 and is hopeful of being able to drive in his related field as had been suggested to him, period. He was reportedly informed by his surgeon that a year following his surgery, he will be physically better, period. New paragraph, bold-faced medical history. Under that, no known drug allergies. Under that, Mr. Mooney reports being 5'10" and weighing 215 pounds, period. He reports a history of hypertension, but not prescribed on any antihypertensive medications, period. History of bilateral hearing impairment for the past 6 years, wearing hearing aids, period. He stated that when he had been welding hot iron at the time, tiny pieces of metal entered into his eardrums, period. Status post right broken foot 10 years ago, in parentheses, injury occurred at a previous work site, end of parentheses, period. New paragraph, bold-faced psychiatric history. Under that, no reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations, no reported history of suicide attempts, no reported history of aggressive behaviors, no reported history of psychotropic medications, period. No reported previous psychiatric interventions prior to having started therapy in September 2019, period. No reported history of alcohol abuse issues, period. No reported history of usage of illicit substances, period. Mr. Mooney reported having stopped smoking cigarettes 8 weeks prior to his surgery so he would be able to heal better, period. New paragraph, bold-faced family history. Mr. Mooney has four siblings, being the second youngest in the birth order, period. No reported history of psychiatric illness in the family, period. No reported history of substance abuse issues in the family, period. No reported history of physical, sexual, or emotional abuse issues while growing up, period. Mr. Mooney describes his sisters as being his biggest support, period. New paragraph, bold-faced mental status examination. 52-year-old male, casually groomed in clean attire, noted to have tattoos, period. Cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Speech spontaneous, normal, productive, and goal-directed. Also noted to be loud, stating he would need to see me to be better able to hear, period. Mood anxious, describing periods of dysphoria, period. Affect appropriate, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. No suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. Awake, alert, oriented times four, with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. Insight and judgment good, period. New paragraph, boldface, diagnostic impression. History of F43.23, adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood, period. Rule out F32.4, major depression, major depressive disorder, single episode and partial remission, period. Rule out F41.1, generalized anxiety disorder, period. Rule out F34.1, dysthymic disorder, period. New paragraph. It is my medical opinion that Mr. Mooney's current symptoms of anxiety and dysphoric tendencies are causally and temporally related to his injury at work, period. Mr. Mooney would benefit from continuing in, well, new paragraph. Mr. Mooney would benefit from continuing in individual, Mr. Mooney would benefit from continuing in weekly individual therapy for at least another 6 months, at which time his situation should be reevaluated, period. At this time, he doesn't appear to be in need of any additional antidepressant medication, as it appears his pain and associated depressive symptoms are improving, period. However, due to financial and relationship stressors, he may benefit with a mild anti-anxiety agent such as buspirone to supplement his prescribed Valium, especially since his dosage of Valium had been decreased, period. In paragraph, Mr. Mooney is hopeful of resuming work in his field, even if only as a driver, which appears to be more so dependent upon his physical recovery, period. This condition may be better assessed after a follow-up with his surgeon later this month, period. New paragraph. I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, semicolon, that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, semicolon, and I have reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy, period. Under that, Suzanne Tuzel, MD. Under that, diplomat of the American Board of Neurology and Psychiatry. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so, so very much. Goodbye.